Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Two city cops shot and wounded while making an arrest on the Lower East Side. Let's go live to our Glenn Shuck.
And the good news is that both of these officers are going to be okay. In fact, both here at Bellevue, one's already been released with his pregnant wife at his side. 34-year-old Sergeant Christopher Leap left the hospital about 8:45 last night. Hundreds of cops cheering him on. Now, as for 43-year-old Sergeant Carl Johnson, he was held overnight for observation. He's going to be released later on today. Now, at the hospital here last night, we heard from NYPD Chief of Detective Joe Kenny explaining how the cops responded to robberies on the Lower East Side that were ongoing and came upon 22-year-old Joshua Dorsett.
He begins to pull a loaded firearm out of his front pants pocket. A struggle begins for the possession of the gun between Dorsett and the two sergeants, and a shot is fired by the perpetrator, Dorsett. One sergeant is struck in the groin. One sergeant is struck in the left leg. We have one bullet that hit both cops.
More on Dorsett. He's a known gang member on probation. In fact, he had just met with his parole officer a couple hours before this happened. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Live here at Bellevue.
More heat and humidity and what could be a messy evening rush. Let's get details live with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Susan, the heat advisory extended through 7 p.m. tomorrow. It's going to be another scorcher today. We got to 95 yesterday. We're expecting 91 or better today with sun and some clouds, but we'll have to dodge a thunderstorm or two at some point today. Could be some brief downpours and gusty winds with any of those thunderstorms, particularly this afternoon or this evening. That could affect the evening commute. Another steamy day tomorrow, upper 80s to almost 90. Real feels mid to upper 90s. More numerous showers and thunderstorms seem likely later tomorrow and again on Sunday to quell the heat somewhat. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The full 4-day forecast is coming up in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So as a lifelong New Yorker, even I get kind of claustrophobic walking through certain parts of the city. Cornell Computer Science PhD candidate Matthew Franke has been looking at this. He did a survey of all the sidewalks in the five boroughs to determine the ones that are the most crowded, and not just with people, but with objects and clutter, too.
I often just take walks to kind of see swaths of the city that I haven't seen. And months ago, I was walking like up by the Hudson River. Just the sidewalks there are so narrow that even if one person's kind of oncoming to you, like it's kind of like, oh, do I need to get out into the road?
Well, according to his survey, the most packed, not surprisingly, Midtown Times Square, the Midtown South Flatiron Union Square area, Greenwich Village, Soho, East Midtown, and then the West Village, the least jammed, Jamaica Bay, Casino Park, Oakwood, Richmond Town, Canarsie Park and Pier, and then for some reason, he's got a couple of cemeteries, Mount Hebron and Cedar Grove, on the list. Locals and tourists alike are packing the theater district to see a show. The Lion King grossing more than $2.6 million during the last full week of July, and they're not alone. 14 productions crossed the million-dollar mark that week, including Aladdin, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, MJ the Musical, Wicked, and, of course, Hamilton. Collectively, 25 shows grossing more than $31 million.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.